व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकीम्। Continue our reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 26. Chapter entitled King Puranjana Goes to the Forest to Hunt. Text number 5. Asurim Vrittim Asritya Ghotratma Nirguna Grahaha Nyahanyan Nisitrae Banae Vaneshu Vanagochara. Asurim vrittim asritya Asurim vrittim asritya Ghoratma niranugraha Ghoratma niranugraha Nyahan Nehanan Nishitai Vane Vaneshu Vanagocharan Vaneshu Vanagocharan Asurim Vrittim Asritya Asurim Vrittim Asritya Ghoratma Niranugraha Ghoratma Niranugraha Nyahanan Nishitai Vane Nyahanan Nishitai Vane Vaneshu Vanagocharan Vaneshu Vanagocharan Asurim Vrittim Asritya Asurim Vrittim Asritya Ghoratma Niranugraha Ghoratma Niranugraha Nyanahan Nishitairvane Nyanahan Nishitairvane Vaneshu Vanagocharan Vaneshu Vanagocharan Asurim Vrittim Asritya Ghoratma Niranugraha Nyanahan Nishitairvane Vaneshu Vanagocharan Asurim Demoniac Vrittim Occupation Asritya Taking shelter of Ghora Horrible Atma Consciousness Heart Niranugraha Without mercy Nyahanyat Killed Nishite by sharp Bane arrows. Vaneshu in the forest. Vanagocharan. The forest animals. Translation and Prabhupada is divine. Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Translation. At that time, the king Puranjana was very much influenced by demoniac propensities. Because of this, his heart became very hard and merciless. And with sharp arrows, he killed many innocent animals in the forest, taking no consideration. Translation responsibly. At that time, the king Puranjana was very much influenced by demoniac propensities. Because of this, his heart became very hard and merciless. And with sharp arrows, he killed many innocent animals in the forest, taking no consideration. Purport. When a man becomes too proud of his material position, he tries to enjoy his senses in an unrestricted way. Being influenced by the modes of passion and ignorance, he is thus described as asuric or demoniac. When people are demoniac in spirit, they are not merciful towards the poor animals. Consequently, they maintain various animal slaughterhouses. This is technically called suna or himsa, which means the killing of living beings. In Kali Yuga, due to increase of motor passion and ignorance, almost all men are asuric or demoniac. Therefore, they are very much fond of eating flesh. And for this end, they maintain various kinds of animal slaughterhouses. In this age of Kali, the propensity for mercy is almost nil. Consequently, there is always fighting and war between men and nations. Men do not understand that because they unrestrictedly kill so many animals, they also must be slaughtered like animals in big wars. This is very much evident in the Western countries. In the West, slaughterhouses are maintained without restrictions, and therefore every fifth or tenth year, there is a big war in which countless people are slaughtered even more cruelly than animals. Sometime during war, soldiers kept their enemies in concentration camp and killed them in very cruel ways. These are the reactions brought about by unrestricted animal killings in the slaughterhouses and by hunting in the forest. Proud demoniac persons do not know the laws of nature or laws of God. Consequently, they unrestrictedly kill the poor animals, no caring for them at all. In the Krishna consciousness movement, the animal killing is completely prohibited. One is not accepted as a bona fide student in this movement unless he becomes He promises to follow the four regulative principles: no animal killings, no intoxications, no illicit sex, and no gambling. This Krishna consciousness movement is only means by which sinful activities of men in Kali Yuga can be counteracted. Om Ajnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshura Milita Mena Tasmaya Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavam Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturu Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I'm just filling in for the speaker who was supposed to scheduled today, was unable to make sure, so I'm just filling in. So please forgive me for actually when I sit here, it's more purifying. It's for my own purification that's I feel that I sit and try to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, very pure subject matter, and so we continue to hear the pastimes of Puranjan, which is narrated by Narad Muni to Prachinivari. Now Puranjan is now, as we heard yesterday's verse, that he had very strong urge or desire to go for hunting. And he didn't even consult his wife.
Big mistake.
And now he is going for a hunt. Where? In the forest. So today's verse says that at that time King Puranjana was very much influenced by the demoniac propensity. Because of this, his heart became very hard and merciless, and with sharp arrows he killed many innocent animals in the forest, taking no consideration. So Prabhupada very elaborately, he makes few of these points, so we will probably spend some time discussing these, which Prabhupada mentioned as asuric vritti or demoniac mentality or demoniac nature, which Prabhupada brings out in the purport. And also see Prabhupada makes very strong point of killing animals. So we'll discuss some of these points here. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna very elaborately, whole chapter is dedicated on describing different qualities of both daivik, divine, or also demoniac. So we'll just go through some of these, the demoniac nature, which is Lord Krishna himself, points out what are the different pravritti or the vritti or the occupation or the mentality of these demoniac personality. What are they? In fact, it's not just a demon each, like somebody has a horn or long fangs or anything. That's not what demon is. Demon is generally
Especially in this age, the citizens of this Kali Yuga, practically the mentality is what's being described as demoniac. Huh? If you look at the person, you can't tell whether it's the divine or demoniac. Huh? So Lord Krishna gives the explanation of what is the qualities of these two, divine and demoniac. So as I mentioned, it's in Bhagavad Gita chapter 16, Krishna very elaborately describes, the whole chapter is entitled The Divine and Demoniac Nature. In text 4, Lord Krishna explains some of the qualities of a demoniac. Dambho darpa abhimanascha krodha parushan evacha agyanam cha abhijatascha partha sampada asurim. It says dambha. Dambha means pride. Yesterday we heard very elaborately how Adipurushpu explained the pride is very detrimental, or very, it's unwanted a quality that human the man should be having. Krishna gives three similar words which are all almost like a pride, in the same category as a pride: dambha, darpa and abhiman. Dambha is pride, Prabhupada translates as pride. Darpa is arrogance. Again, is similar in the synonym of pride. And the third word is used, abhiman, or conceit. It's also pride. So pride is, it's one of those qualities that's not really wanted in every person, every human being. Huh? Then Krishna gives krodha, anger. So we have pride, arrogance, conceit, anger. Then paurushyam, harshness, and agyanam, ignorance. So this is the first, this in text 4, this is explained. So it gives the six qualities that are generally are demoniac. What are the mentalities of the demonic persons? Do not know what to be done, pravrittim, and what not to be done, nivrittim. So we heard pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, ignorance. Now the person does not know what to be done and what not to be done. Na shocham, person is not clean. Unclean. Na achara, and does not have a proper behavioral mentality. Na satyam, neither no to truth. So he doesn't know what to do. He does not know what to be done, what not to be done. Neither is clean, neither is good, has a good behavior, and neither he is truthful. They say this material world is unreal, asatyam. Asatyam. And with no foundation. Apratistham. So asatyam, they said that there is no God, and there is no foundation, there is no creator. No God in control, anishwaram. And it is just a byproduct of kama ahaitukim, it's lust. It's, and it has no cause other than lust. So very, I mean, it's clear, straightforward what Krishna just gives. Boom, boom, boom. These are some of the qualities that the mentality of the asuric person they have. So where Prabhupada mentioned asuric vritti. So, asatyam, there is no, they say there is no, the world is unreal. Aprastisham, there is no God. Anasuram, or there is no one in control. And this is just the byproduct of sex or lust. Following in such a conclusion, the demoniac, who are lost in themselves and have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial or ahita, horrible works, ugra karma, to destroy the world. Chaya jagata. What it says? Etam drishtim avasthista nastatam alpa buddhaya. Prabhavanti ugra karmana chayata jagato ahita. So they're saying, so basically it's they engage in ahita or the unbeneficial work, horrible work. What is the result? Is to destroy the world. Destroy the, you know, we do all this different activities. We're drilling the earth. What are we getting? We're trying to extract as much oil, I mean, as much resources as possible to what? I mean, it's just for our, just drilling, mining. These are activities are called ugra karma, which Krishna explains as just
terrorism
also, yes, it could be in that same form. And what do we do? I mean, as you're saying, the destroying the world, what are we producing? We're producing nuclear bombs, nerve agents, like different nerve to destroy. What is this? So this is all the propensity or the act or the mentality of the demoniac nature. That's what the demoniac nature is doing. So all these nuclear war weapons and different type of weapons, what do they do? It's just basically to destroy it. Destruction. Yes, any? Then Krishna says in text 10, taking shelter of the insatiable lust, kama astrita, and absorb in conceit, mada anvita, or pride, dumba, the first prestige, the demoniac thus illusions are always sworn to unclean work or suci, attracted by impermanent asat. Very clear, isn't it? Very nice purport Prabhupada gives in this verse. I just briefly read it in text 10 of the chapter 16 of Bhagavad Gita. The demoniac mentality is described here. The demon have no satiation for their lust. They will go on increasing and increasing their insatiable desire for material enjoyment. Although they are always full in anxiety on account of accepting non-permanent things, they will continue to engage in such activities out of illusion. They have no knowledge and cannot tell if they are heading the wrong way. Accepting non-permanent things such as demonic, such demonic people create their own God, create their own hymns and chant accordingly. Yes, there are so many songs that are describing different, personalities. Just the result is that they become more and more attracted by two things: sex enjoyment and accumulation of material wealth. The word asuchi, vrata, unclean bow, is very significant in this connection. Such demoniac people are only attracted by wine and
women,
gambling and meat eating.
And blasphemy.
And blasphemy, yes. Those are asuchi, unclean habits. Induced by pride and false prestige, they create some principles of religion which are not approved by Vedic injunctions. Although such demonic people are most abominable in this world, by artificial means the world creates a false honor for them, although they are gliding down towards the hell and considering themselves very much advanced. What a powerful purport, right? Prabhupada just, you know, summarizes the whole, how demonic nature would, you know.
They can do anything.
They believe, this is in the text 11 and 12, they believe that there is, to gratify a senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Isn't it? Fact? Kama upabhoga parama. Parama means the highest. Kama upabhoga means to enjoy the senses. All these. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable. Chinta aparimeya. Chinta. Anxiety. Immeasurable, Krishna says. This is go on and on and on. Bound by the network of hundreds and thousands of desire, asa, and absorbed in lust and anger, kama and krodha, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification, bhoga. Wow, quite a long description, isn't it? Like, for if you think about it, it's like very. demonic person thinks. Look at the mentality now. Krishna gives a whole list of mentalities. So much wealth do I have today. Idam adhya maya lubdha. Imam prapsya manorathan. I will gain more according to my schemes. So much money I have today, and according to my schemes, so much I will earn tomorrow. Idam satidam api me. So much is mine now, and it will increase in the future more and more. Oh yes. So much wealth I have today, and I will gain more and more according to my schemes. And so much I have now, and so much I will accumulate in the future. Here is my enemy, and I have killed him. And my other enemies will also be killed. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. Isuraham aham bhogi. Ishvara, aham bhogi. I am the Lord of everything, and I am the enjoyer. Siddoham balavan sukhi. I am perfect, and I am powerful and happy. Is the thinking. This is the thinking of the word. Prabhupada mentioned the demoniac nature. This is their thinking, you know. I am the perfect. I am happy. I am the greatest. I am the Lord of everything. I am the enjoyer. I am the perfect. I am powerful and happy. I am the richest man surrounded by aristocratic relatives. There is no powerful and happy as I am. I shall perform sacrifices and I shall give some charity and thus I shall rejoice. The mentality of thinking now, I will do some good activities, but what is the desire behind? Is to get all that fame, wealth, money, power, control. This is what they wanting in the name of some pious activities.
Profit, adoration, and distinction.
Profit, adoration, and distinction. Yes. In this way, such a person is deluded by ignorance. So basically, it's person in the ignorance. Self-complacent and always impudent, deluded by wealth and false prestige, they sometimes proudly perform sacrifice in the name only, without following the rules and regulations. Isn't it? Bewildered by false ego, ahankara, the strength, balam, pride, darpam, lust, kama, anger, or krodha, the demonic becomes envious of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is situated in everyone's body, and the bodies of others, blasphemes against the real religion. Yeah, straightforward. This is what it's very the demoniac nature is very clear and is given. You know, this is what everyone in those nature thinks. There are three gates of hell leading to three gates leading to hell. Anyone guess? Kama, krodha, and lobh. Lust, anger, and greed. These are three gates to leading to hell. Tribidham naraka eedam dwaram nasam atmanaha kama krodha tatha lobhas tasma etat trayam tejet. Tejet means give it up. There are three gates leading to hell, lust, anger, and greed. Every sane man should give these up, and they lead to degradation of the soul.
Atma.
Yes, Atma.
It's very apparent to people's actions today. I remember a while back a person was using a quote from Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's quote was, if you're not making money while you're sleeping, then you'll work till the day you die. And when I had a look at this, as him trying to inspire people to do what he wanted to do, my point was that if this is true, why is Warren Buffett still working?
Exactly, yes.
And all the people who are in power today, they've got enough money to last them more than one existence.
Exactly.
But however, it's not enough. They crave other things. They're trying to fill a hole which they can't fill. And even though they don't have many years left, they cannot even see the folly of their way at the highest level.
Exactly. That's what Krishna says. This is what he's making the point here. He said, so much I have today, and through my scheme, so much I will accumulate. More and more. That more has no end. Pretty much practically.
Immeasurable.
It's just immeasurable. That's what exactly Krishna is pointing out. That mentality, it's the mentality of just demoniac. Just basically, it's very self-centric.
Yeah.
It's me more. And me and me. And mine, me and me.
And now they have the Me Too movement. Yeah. Make it even worse.
Me too. Me too, yes.
Everything's upside down like never before.
Exactly.
And at the same time, the world at the moment is People have more than they ever had before, and yet but they're the most impressed they ever were.
Unsatisfied, most unsatisfied, yes. They have more, yes, you're right. Yeah, they have so much now, but yet the satisfaction is not there at all. They can't sleep. They have to take medicine in order to even sleep. Sleeping pills, they can't sleep, they can't. It's just exactly. It's just the demon.
I look at it like the tap is running, but there's no plug in the sink.
Yes, exactly right. John's right. So now we understood some of the quality, the demoniac quality. So what are the opposite? What are the qualities of a divine person? We have learned that. So now the quality of a divine person. Krishna gives a very nice a list of divine qualities that we should strive as a devotee, as a good human being, should strive to have. Let's look at these qualities that Krishna describes in the same chapter, chapter 16. Very first, from text 1 to 3, he gives fearlessness, abhayam, sattva samsitam, purification of one's existence by chanting the holy name or being worshipping the Lord, jnanam, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, dhanam, charity, self-control, dhamma, performance of sacrifices, yajna, swadhyaya, studying of the scriptures, tapa, austerity, simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to finding fault, compassion for other living entities, freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude. What's fortitude? What's the definition of fortitude?
Is it compassion?
Compassion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look.
I put it down to a backbone as opposed to a wishbone.
Not strong compassion.
Let's try and look, see if I can find a synonym. No, I just agree. What does it mean?
Strong.
Fortitude. Dhriti. Yeah, strong. I think it's very. The Sanskrit word is used as dhriti. Shocham. Cleanliness. Adroha. Freedom from envy. And atimanina, the freedom from passion of honor, wanting a honor. These are the divine qualities. He lists 26 qualities. This is one of the sections he did list these divine qualities. And also chapter 13, also he gives a whole list of the qualities that knowledge that one should be honoring. The very first one is humility. In the text 13. Yes. The demonic was very first one was pride, whereas the divine it is humility.
Attitude of gratitude.
Sorry?
Attitude of gratitude.
Yes. And in the second part of this purport, Srila Prabhupada goes quite deep and on the condemning killing of animals.
Innocent
animals, yeah. Not necessary. So, killing of animal is. Yes, we do find some of the reference, some places, yes, even in Vedic scriptures or different scriptures are given. They are given for a time, place and circumstances or people who are very strongly attracted or they cannot live and they cannot they very have a strong desire to eat and flesh. For them, it is there. It is mentioned there. However, there is a regulation. There is a rituals. There is a yagya, whole the system you follow, and then you eat. If you do that, then it is considered a okay. You can eat that. There's just some license is given in the scriptures. However, most of it it is not recommended. It's not really. That's not the highest. If you really have a desire, yes, you can do so. But however, you follow these rituals and then you do it. In those rituals, as we find description that these priests and different the performers of this yajna, animal sacrifices, they were able to revive or give this animal who they're killing to a different life, better life, or you know, make them in. They were able to. They were powerful. Therefore, it was recommended. However, in Kali Yuga, hardly we can. There's no performance as such. We could bring that animal to give a different, better life. We can't. Now we have gone degraded ourselves so much, as Prabhupada mentioned, that we just created these horrible slaughterhouses. Automated.
Worse is cow killing.
Yes. Cow killing is very worse. In Manushamita, cow killing is considered the highest form of, and the killing of animal is the highest level.
Heinous.
It's heinous. It's mentioned in Manushamita that every hair on that animal you kill, that many life you'll have to come back, take its birth as animal and being killed. That's severity. Let's hear one reference from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the conversation taking place between Navayogendra and Maharaj Nini. This is in 11th canto, chapter 5, text 14. Etu ananaivam vidho asanta stabdha sad abhimanina pashun grihanti visrava pritya khadanti te chatan. Those sinful persons who are ignorant of actual religious principle yet consider themselves to be completely pious, without regret commit violence against innocent animal who are fully trusting in them. In their next life, such a sinful person will be eaten by the same creatures they have killed in the world. This is Srimad Bhagavatam, giving that this. So it's, what are we doing? We killing one, and then that animal comes and kills back, and it's just going on in this whole cycle. It's not necessary. There is a karmic reaction for, So in order to avoid the karmic reaction, that's why Veda says, okay, you perform such, then you may be able to be given some license, but however, it just says no killing of an animal. It's not necessary to kill animals. Especially for a human being, it's not necessary.
I have trouble with this. Why then put an animal under the same situation where it's going to kill a human?
That's the law of nature. That's the law of God. That question is, yes, very true. It's true that why, that again, the animal gets killed and it just goes in a cycle. It's a cycle.
The two wrongs don't make a right. Mother always told me that.
But it is, however, there is every, if you commit a crime, if you rob the bank, will the police let you go? There is a law, there is a consequences. So these are the law of God, karmic reactions. That's how this is designed. In the same chapter, canto 11, text 5, chapter 5, text 8. That's It's very interesting. This is the materialistic followers of Vedic rituals giving up their worship of the Supreme Lord, practically worship their wives, and thus they become dedicated to a sex life. Such a materialistic householders encourage one another to a whimsical behavior, understanding ritualistic sacrifice as necessary item for the bodily maintenance. They perform unauthorized ceremonies in which there is no distribution of foodstuff or charity to a brahmana and other respectable persons. Instead, they cruelly slaughter animals in such as goats and different animals without any understanding of dark consequences of their life. So there is a reaction. So if you want to eat, that's fine. But however, if you want to go and rob the bank, or if you want to kill somebody, there will be a reaction. So again, same thing in the laws of God's law or law of nature. Yes, there will be a consequences. It's similar, very strict law also. I mean, in Manushamita, it gives, we say, okay, the meat is coming, meat is in the shelf, I just go and buy. I didn't kill. It's killed by someone else. It's all there. Am I part of it? Manushamita gives, there are six people get the same reaction as. So Manushamita says, Anumanta, one who gives permit or proofs of killing of that animal. Bishahanta, one who cuts into pieces, or one who cuts. Nihanta, one who kills. One who buys. Kraya, bikraya, one who sells. Samskarta, one who cooks. Upaharta, one who serves. One who eats. So these eight people have a accumulative karma. They become part of the whole consequence. Just like if somebody steals money, one who makes a plan, one who executes it, one who transports it, and different peoples are accountable. They can be punishable. Similarly, if you happen to eat, consume, or kill an animal, and eat, and there's a whole series of people are also responsible. They get the reaction. And also just wanted to brought up a few, actually I did mention this in the previous class, I just wanted to just give you some statistics of our research done by our own scientists and different peoples that are actually, they understand it's not necessary to kill animal, and they have given a scientific evidence. It's not really required. In fact, it has a negative effect in our mentality, in our land, in our air. There's pollution, water, all those different the resources we use to bring about limited quantity of meat. It has a very big, it uses a large quantity of resources which can support far more better by not having any. It's just not required. So there was a research done by, this was published in the Guardian newspaper. This is on the 7th of May 2018, research was done. It's called The True Cost of Eating Meat and Environment Health. So they're giving it different things like climate change, water, and the land uses and all that. This whole research was done. So They've done the math on producing a grain, the water uses of what is required. In order to produce a grain, 1 kilo of grain, it requires only 25 liters of water. 1 kilo of grain, 25 kilo of water. Vegetable and fruit per kilo, 322 liters. Fruit, 962 per kilo. Now, let's come to the chicken. 4,325 liters of water to produce a 1 kilo of chicken. Pork, 5,981 liters of water is required to create a 1 kilo of pork. This is a study, research. When we say why so much required, because it's the whole, the lifetime of the animal that consumes, and then there's the whole grass, the grain, the cleaning, and so on and so forth. This is all calculated. That's how much water is required to produce a kilo of a flesh meat. Sheep and goat, 8,763 liters of water to produce 1 kilo. Beef is the highest, 15,415 liters of water is required to produce 1 kilo of beef. This is research done by our scientists.
It's a strange thing.
It's very.
The reason I say it's strange is because our shopping centers, I've never been to a shopping center where I couldn't find meat.
Yes.
So there couldn't be a drought.
Exactly. We're facing a drought, fires, droughts, and all those things. What are the reasons? Yeah? There is a.
can't be a drought if that takes that much water and the shopping centers are full.
Exactly, correct.
And there'd be a drought.
Yeah, this whole shopping center, that if you go...
They're important.
If you go to...
Overseas.
This.
We're not bringing meat from overseas. This is in Australia. But we're in a drought now.
So it's from the Vegetarian Times magazine. It says, half of the annual destruction of tropical forest is caused by a clearing land for the beef cattle ranches.
Yeah.
And this another research was done by it's called a People of the Tropical Forest. It's a book by Denslow and Poch. Each pound of hamburger made from the Central America or of South America beef costs 55 square feet of rainforest.
There's no argument with this that people will eat meat more than they will go and rob a bank. The problem is, if people are educated, unless they've been their lifestyle for centuries, they don't know any different. I was exactly the same thing. I used to eat meat three times a day and hardly any vegetables. My daughter turned vegan and I went to a restaurant with her and I said, how can you possibly live and eat without having meat? She ordered some food, I tasted it, and I thought,
yes,
I'm totally wrong.
You were absolutely right. We've been so much highly propagated, campaigned, marketed, educated to go, if you don't take this diet, you're pretty much doomed. You don't have your lack of iron, lack of this, lack of that. This whole thing is just campaign. It's just towards gears, towards to just say, okay, you. And if you live, really look at it, I mean, it's not necessary. Body can live. The human, the different bodies are designed for a certain type of food. Our body is designed for to consume just the grain and plants, and you know, we fine. People have lived for centuries for in this way. And you know, if you see Albert Einstein, Isaac Newton, Mahatma Gandhi, our current
Adolf Hitler
is It's not necessary. Body is not required to go all that. He gave another very, very groomed, very bad. This is the statistics given by a World Economic Forum. How many animals killed each year? Let's go by hour. Every hour, 660,000 animals are killed every
year.
And every day, 150 million animals killed. This is according to the World Economic Forum. Every year, 56 billion animals are killed each year. 56 billion animals are killed every year. And the global meat industry worth as much as $741 billion.
There's
a problem. This is where they hold the campaign, how they just greed, again greed, money, I want this much. By any means, hook or crook, kill, live, make money.
And they get poorer to cancer and heart disease.
Yes, he's a doctor here giving us evidence. Yes, he can get also all sorts of disease. Because, yes, our system is not designed to eat meat. And again, and then those animals who actually slaughtered, they're given all sorts of horrible chemicals.
Curses.
Yeah, in order to make them fat, make them grow. It says, I think, the naturally a chicken, it's about, I think it was 6 kilo or something, it can be maximum. But it by feeding these all sorts of hormones and animals, they can actually, they have doubled what it should be, a normal natural size of the chicken. They're given by giving these all sorts of horrible chemicals or unwanted thing to make it fat, so it becomes more profitable. It says, world's hunger can be mitigated by just as small as 5% of the world's population become vegetarian, the hunger will be diminished. 5%. There's a common myth that, the campaign, the marketing, all that thing is common. The myth is given to us. If I don't eat meat, how do I get protein? Iron, so on and so forth. It's giving all kinds of logical reasoning is given there. How does a horse get the protein? Plant. How does an elephant get protein? Plant. How does a cow or pigeon? They all plant. They're powerful. They're getting that. Their body is designed to eat, and then they consume, and then that's how it is.
He's giving some nice protein.
Yeah,
milk.
Soya, milk, different products are there. Plenty of it. I think soya, I don't have the statistics. Soybeans and different legumes like dal and everything, they have got plenty of protein. Like in our, as much, if not more, what our body requires is there.
All essential amino acids are legumes.
So therefore, what Prabhupada mentions in the purport is that all these consequences or the reaction, collective reactions, is coming in the form of
war, pestilence,
famine,
and
different types of famines like food bushfires and cyclones. Name it, war. Why are we getting this? Prabhupada makes the point. It's the collective reaction of we initially killing these animals.
Our karmas.
Yeah. So therefore we're getting this. Anyway, I think we want to...
Questions. Eating of animals is a problem, or the lack of goal in life is a problem, because this is only one of the pieces in a big puzzle.
Exactly.
So, if I know what my goal in life is, then accordingly I take the steps in order to reach that goal. If my goal is only to satisfy my senses, obviously I would do anything to satisfy my senses. But if my goal is return back home, if I know that, well, there is another plane where I really belong to, and I must go there at the end of this life or at the end of a couple of lifetime, then what are the steps I need to do? Obviously, quitting it is not one of the parts of that process, and therefore, automatically, I set aside the eating of so-called meat.
Yes, yes. I mean, yeah, of course, there's the whole education is a very things that is required. This is why Krishna has given this knowledge of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Whole Srimad Bhagavatam was compiled by Vyasadeva to, what is it? To educate us. Okay, hang on. What is the goal of life? What is the purpose of human life? Is it to just gratify your senses? Eat, may, drink, and sex and all that? Is it for that? No, they're saying no, it's not. It's higher. Go. Think. Okay, why are we here? Who created this world? What's our goal? What is your purpose? Once we have that, all this becomes a very low, you know. Now everybody, the whole society, the society is just geared towards, okay, gratify my senses by any means. May I have to kill animals, or may I have to, you know, drink, or I have to, you know, do anything. So it's just the whole, the education, the knowledge, it's what's lacking in order to understand what's our goal. When we don't have that understanding, what is our goal, what is the purpose, what is that, then we just, you know, we take pleasure in the low grades of, as Krishna says, you know, what is it? Unless you know the higher taste, you won't give up. You'll be lingering around on the lower rate of taste. Here are some,
Only Prabhupada books, Nivrti Marg. Did you only Nivrti Marg, Prabhupada?
Yes, our scriptures gives us a very clear understanding of what's there. So it is the scriptures. So education is a very important factor. Yes.
Thank you. The concept of economic development should not be the focus of the country. So long you have that as the focus, then there will all be pieces in the puzzle.
Yes.
If you switch from economic development to spiritual development, then everything falls
into place. As soon as you connect that there is a creator, there is, I didn't create this earth, I didn't create anything I see around me, I didn't create air, I didn't create sunlight, I didn't create grains, I didn't create fruits, I didn't create vegetables, I didn't create this animal, I did not. Who created? Soon as we get that little understanding, okay, hang on, I am not the creator, there is somebody a creator, then the journey begins. As you can say, okay, then you start to ask questions. Who am I? Why am I being created? Why is it? What's God? So this whole thing, it begins from to understand, okay, I am not. As soon as you see I in the center, then the whole thing falls apart. As soon as you put somebody else, is it God or, you know, is it in a creator, then the whole different, you know, perspective all begins. Then we ask the question, say, I'm not the creator, then what is the purpose? And then begin from there. So the whole education is this eye-centric, has to be taken away in looking into somebody else.
As you were talking Sunday about the lady, Priyanka Reddy, she was burned after gang rape, and then the people who were burning, they came again to see whether she's fully burned. So all the evidence is finished, and they were caught now.
Yeah, eventually, I mean, you may not be caught in the law.
If you give no God.
Yeah, again, there will be a court, both. There will be a law of mankind, there will be punishment.
Sure.
Yeah.
In the Bible, there's a proverb, the dog always returns to its own vomit.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else? Very, very, different topic.
Perfect.
We
can take the next level also from the reports are saying about the animal killing, but if we are more from animal killing, we don't want killing now.
Yeah, we have gone down, there is.
One more step ahead.
Yeah. Killing, I mean, animals, we made it like, oh, we made our slaughterhouse automated and everything is just, oh, now it's become even legal to kill the animal, but...
It's legal to kill people.
It's like...
You can kill yourself. Yeah. This is the way everything's going.
You know, where the war is, like, what is it? Killing of people, right? It's just, you know, somebody orders, it, okay, just go and kill. And it's just,
if I'm here, you should tell, would you message me on the road, and then pick them up.
So, what we need?
Bhagavatam.
We need Bhagavatam. We need Bhagavad Gita. Just go. That's knowledge is required.
Bhagavatam is there. We need preachers. We need people to take Bhagavatam to people.
Yes.
Bhagavatam will be there for time over here. But there are not people who can take Bhagavatam in proper perspective.
Every one of us, yes, has a responsibility to take this message and to the out there, you
so
know.
It's from not that they should take, it should, I should take, or we should take.
Yes. Yes, we should take our responsibility. Everyone has a responsibility.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the business of Srila Prabhupada, that's the business of ISKCON.
Yes.
Like in India, and above all ourselves, only Dabbas in this entire family generations. Mm. So, our generation in this con.
It's our family business.
It's our family business. Please take Krishna consciousness.
Vaishasa Kiprabhu has written a whole book. It's called Our Family Business. Is to distribute these books. Yes. Thank you, Prabhupada. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaura.